We had to start without you, Donna said. She smiled as though tardiness were no big deal. In fact, dessert's on its way. I'm really sorry, Marigold repeated, seeking some recognizable response. Donna set a hand on hers. You're off the hook. The other women laughed, and one said, until you get home. Marigold felt a blush burn across her cheeks. How did they know? Did Donna discuss their private life with other people? The thought made her uneasy, and she squirmed in her chair. Donna's friends started talking about some new movie, and Marigold was glad the focus shifted. Was nothing sacred? When she shivered, Donna noticed and wrapped a white pashmina around her shoulders. Marigold shot her a look that asked, "Are you sure? You know I'm messy." When Donna nodded, Marigold absorbed the warmth of her woman through the fabric. Coffee and cake came, urging Marigold to sit taller. That chocolate mousse slice drizzled with raspberry coulis made her mouth water. "Dig in, honey," Donna handed her a fork. "Thanks." Marigold smiled as Donna's friends kissed, and jumped when she felt Donna's lips on her cheek. They'd never kissed in public before. This was new, wonderful. She felt all warm and fuzzy, sipping coffee, her girlfriend's pashmina draped around her body. And then it happened. Marigold took a forkful of mousse cake, lifted it to her mouth, and watched in slow motion as a drip of red coulis slipped through the prongs of the fork, beading against the soft white fabric. It'll be okay, Marigold told herself, but as she wiped up the droplet, the cake itself tumbled down. It broke into three layers, cake, mousse, and deep chocolate icing. Oh God, it would never come out. I'm sorry, Marigold said for the fourth time in as many minutes. I'm such a klutz. I'll wash it.